Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's certainly disappointment this year that the St. Patrick's Day parade's been canceled. However, the Shamrock Run is still on this Saturday, although a lot of it is virtual. And there's hope for other events and festivals. Eddie Dobashevitz is joining us live this morning, the president of Dingus Day Buffalo. And this is the next big one. Eddie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Susan?
Good. So what are you thinking? You know, we're about a month out.
Well, I'm thinking that people want to get out real bad. You know, people want this nightmare to be over. Here's the deal. It's a very fluid situation. Dingus Day is obviously the day after Easter, which is a little over a month away. A lot can change in a month. A lot can change in a couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, Andrew Cuomo was the golden governor, and that's obviously changed. So a lot can change in a month. Things are moving in a different direction. According to Marty Mallory, who's a surgeon and a professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and Bloomberg School of Public Health, he was published in the Wall Street Journal just, I believe it was February 18th, just a couple of weeks ago. And it was quoted in this op-ed as saying that there's reason to think that the country is racing toward an extremely low level of infection. As more people have been infected, most of whom have had mild or no symptoms, there are fewer Americans left to be infected, he wrote. And he predicts that we will achieve herd immunity.
Well, hey, we know the outcome is looking good. We want to know, what does it mean for Dingus Day?
Well, at this point right now, we are looking to have a parade. We don't know yet as to what type. You know, the way that the festival is comprised is that there are really numerous independent venues. There's about 30 different venues that have some type of an event. It could be a small tavern. It could be a large church hall. It could be a big tented area with bands and food and drinks and all kinds of stuff. We don't know to what level we'll be able to do that, if at all, quite honestly. We're still at the mercy of the governments allowing us, issuing permits and the liquor permits and gathering tent permits and things of that nature. So we don't know what's going to happen. None of the government officials want to go on record or take any risks at all, especially if they're running for office in the next few months. You know, they want to be as safe as they possibly can be. But a parade, we think, is a very safe way. We're going to limit the amount of people that participate in the parade. We're going to ensure that there's space in between the participating units. We've comprised a different route where people will be able to line up in a bigger area rather than on smaller streets. So we're taking all kinds of precautions. I've discussed this with the Polish American Congress, who is behind us 100%. I've discussed this with all the participating venues in the past, some of which don't even exist anymore because of COVID. But after a year's time we're following the science, probably more so than some of the government officials have. We want to make sure that everyone is safe. We also want to make sure that people get back on with their lives, They want to celebrate spring and renewal. And that's what Dingus is all about anyway. Dingus is really, the spirit of Dingus is about renewal, rebirth, new beginnings, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's, you know, what more appropriate way to get back on with life than some type of a Dingus celebration.
Sure. Well, the parade is definitely a highlight for a lot of people. Is there a deadline where you have to make a decision for the other things?
Well, yes. Again, it's a very fluid situation. I mean, we are hoping to have everything locked up and solidified within 2 weeks. So my internal deadline right now is the middle of March.
You know, you mentioned the parade. Everyone loves the parade. Everyone loves these big events that surround Dingus Day. But especially here in Buffalo, you mentioned, you know, the meaning behind Dingus Day as it begins with. Here in Buffalo, too, it is kind of a celebration of that old Polish Buffalo, of old Polonia. And those things, even if there is no parade, those things can still happen, right? You know, going to some of the old churches, seeing some of the old neighborhood, going to some of these places that are still there, even if there is no formal gathering. I would imagine you'd expect, after what's been a long year, a lot of that celebration, a lot of that meaning behind it to still exist.
There is no question, Brian. First of all, it is a Polish tradition. It's a custom that originated in Poland that we really took to a completely different level here in Buffalo, New York. In Poland, you know, when I went to Poland and described to them what happens on Dingus Day in Buffalo, they looked at me like I was from another planet. It's kind of low key in Poland, but it's turned into a civic thing now. It's not just Polish. This is a Buffalo thing. This is a ritual that we have created here in Buffalo that is completely unique to us. However, yeah, people can go to, there are numerous beautiful churches, cathedral-style churches that in Europe people would travel hundreds of miles, if not thousands of miles, to visit one of those places. And we have a handful of them in the historic Polonia district and other places. That east side of Buffalo is not the only Polonia area of Buffalo. Black Rock is also a very, very solid historical Polish community, original. That was the history of it. And the Polish cadets, they'll be doing a thing there, even if they cannot have some type of a live event as it was traditionally held. They'll have food that you can take out and celebrate at home if you want. I mean, we have a number of different contingencies. We are prepared for all different kinds of outcomes. And like I said, a lot can happen in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, Eddie, I bet you'd like to be the first event this year to not be canceled, right?
I don't know. We'd like to be an event not canceled. They're not going to cancel the parade. They can't cancel the parade because we will have some type of a parade no matter what. If it has to be some type of a motorcade where people have to be confined to vehicles with bubbles around them, so be it. We will do that if necessary. It's outdoors. We have to start being logical now, folks. They told us initially it was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's turned into a year, and businesses have gone out of business. Families have disintegrated. People have committed suicide. People have lost jobs. It's enough is enough. We have to get on with life and do it safely, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be safe, and we're going to be cautious, and we're going to celebrate life, and we're going to celebrate spring, and we're going to get back on with the business of living.
It's Eddie Dibaszewicz talking about Dingus Day just a month away from today. We'll go on in some way, shape, or form this year.